So I have in front of me an article from My Broadband today. I want to read you the headline. It is this: Police's 600 million rand plan to stop a national shutdown turning into July 2021 style riot. That's the discussion I'm going to have with my next guest. She is Sarah Gon. She's a political analyst. Good afternoon, Sarah. Thank you for being with me this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Simon.
600 million rand, Sarah, that's a lot of money. Is it justified, or is this a government trying to buy peace of mind after 2021?
It might be both. The one is that I think it's trying to avoid what happened in 2021. And I think, you know, because the threat to march has been longstanding and it is one group against other people, so it's got a very emotional context. I think the necessity of making sure that there is a strong police and law enforcement presence is important, irrespective of, you know, whether the march ends up being violent or not. It's really to make sure that it's to help ensure that the way in which the protests are carried out don't lead to anything untoward and violent.
Sure. So, sorry, the police are saying we don't want a repeat of July 2021. I'm needing your help here because I want to understand what are the similarities and the differences between that moment in 2021 and what's brewing now.
I think the thing is with 2021, it's sort of the actions and the demonstrations and the violence took the government very much by surprise. So it wasn't prepared for it. It was dealing with it on the fly. Whereas this has had to be essentially anticipated, given the threat of what it could mean, of the nature of the protest that could be involved. Particularly, you know, it's an emotional protest. It's aimed at ridding the people of the presence of foreigners who live here. And so essentially the government has been better prepared from the point of view of meeting the marchers head on with the police presence. I think what could be asked is to what extent they should have been more, I don't want to say aggressive, but should have dealt with the issue and dealt with the organizers of the march with a little more emphasis and a very categoric communication that, you know, these marches were expected to be legal, carried out in a legal way, and that they would come down sort of with fairly heavy action if there was any misbehavior on the part of the marchers. So in other words, they sort of should have, I think, more distinctly laid down the fact that, you know, the right to protest was one thing, how to protest was another, and the government wouldn't tolerate nonsense.
So in your opinion, do you feel that they haven't done that successfully enough in respect of what's brewing?
I don't get the impression they have. I mean, I might have missed it. I might have missed the comments, but I think that my sense is the government has needed to sound firmer, not necessarily threatening or accusatory, but needs to, you know, express much more firmly that there are other ways of dealing with this issue, and perhaps even looking to arranging a meeting at a certain level to talk to the march organizers. It may have happened, I don't know, but certainly I'm not aware that anything of that nature took place. But it is, you know, it is a particularly emotive matter that should not be in the hands of people, however they feel. And a lot of the feelings they have are strong, but they're not necessarily, supported by any evidence about foreigners. And we've already seen that there's been a cooling of relations between us and the countries from which the people have come, that some are going back to, or etc. Generally, the attitude towards South Africa in general from countries whose citizens are affected by this are starting to have towards South Africa.
Yeah, we're picking that up in the press. There seems to be pushback, and they're not just silently sitting back and accepting what is going on. That seems to be something very definitely happening. The organizers, March and March, insists, though, that this is about illegal immigration and absolutely nothing to do with xenophobia. Do you buy that distinction?
Well, I would buy the distinction if I was more comfortable that they were able, that they were both making, you know, acting on that distinction, making that distinction. And in fact, they should be, you know, the march should be targeted at what is the government doing to ensure that people come into the country legally and don't manage to get in by virtue of being able to bribe government employees on the borders, et cetera, and I think you know that's really that's kind of really what I think we could have expected from the government. But my concern is, of course, that you know it is not for however people feel it is not for anyone to determine the validity or otherwise of their status in the country. It's for the government to do so. And I think the government, you know, they've said that they will get tougher, but I think they really have to be seen to do something much more formal about manning our borders and who comes in and who doesn't come in based on legitimate legal grounds for entering the country. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. I know that sounds, you know, one has to sort of wait and see what happens. But I think that's the sense is that the government could have dealt with this more specifically, more directly.
And given that
Because
the
it's as I say, it's emotional. It's a big emotional
it
thing.
is emotional, but I'm also thinking, and again, I apologize because this is something that I've raised with my previous guest this afternoon, but this issue of a trust deficit, which just comes up every single day when you're talking about anything to do with South African politics, be it municipalities, be it NHI, be it any discussion that you have, it's this trust deficit issue. You know, I listen to you talk about getting immigration policies correct and manning borders. Sorry, I just don't believe they can. The trust deficit is now so large and so cavernous that I don't believe that they are able to do it.
Well, I think the problem, I think the thing about the trust deficit is correct in the sense that this has not been an effective government. People's standards of living have dropped, and so I think a lot of the tensions that arise with people that arise in people's daily lives have come to the fore and are sort of being cast upon foreigners as a way of dealing with it. And you know, a lot. You know, the very fact that people are probably people are here in large numbers because they've managed to get through the border in I don't know through corruption or whatever it may be. And more than anything, I think you know what the government owes the country is a proper economic plan to improve the economy, which we haven't seen from them. I mean, we keep hearing the president talking about the fact that we need economic renewal and we, you know, et cetera, but we have not seen the government actually commit to, you know, making it a less hidebound, law-bound, rule-bound economy and giving people more space to create businesses and therefore increase employment. Now, and you know, being able to increase employment, make people feel worthy, give them something to do, give them something to earn, is really, to my mind, the unavoidable way of dealing with this and making people feel less, you know, even if it's not true, but sort of feel less like they are having their jobs, not really their jobs, but their jobs taken away from them.
How do you feel about the fact that the police say they have good information about mobilization hotspots? There's also talk about mobilization of the army. Do you see these as positive developments, or do you think this is indicative of something else?
Well, no, I think it's intended to reassure us. I mean, it's very much the sort of activity, particularly with the warning of it, that the police should be able to have sort of, you know, got into and got close to the ground with the marchers, with the organizers, and got good intelligence. So I think that's as I say, I think it's intended to reassure us that they anticipate what they're dealing with and they, you know, have some knowledge, probably sort of more reliable sense of having done something than from the government itself.
And here is such an unacceptable question that I'm going to end with this afternoon because it's just so utterly and totally selfish. For those of us who will be in KZN holidaying on the coast during that exact time, would you say stay out of your car, stay off the roads, stay where you are? What would your advice be to
You
people
know,
like me?
I think I would probably say is probably to keep away from dense business areas, you know, where I think the marchers will be targeting business areas and areas where they are likely to be businesses that employ foreigners. I think if you're probably on the periphery and dealing sort of with more touristy things, you're probably not that likely to encounter it. But I would certainly keep away from areas that would be much more obvious targets for marching and making their voices heard and being seen as a presence.
Sarugan, political analyst, thank you so much for your input here on the Home Run this afternoon. Appreciate your time.